This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Taking a look at our first story, Caroline, some pronouncements from the Education Minister, Dr. Muslih Malik. Public universities nationwide are now free to organise debates and forums as practice by leading global varsities.
Yep, that's right. So even more headway being made by the new government. So Dr. Muslih was quoted as saying that he urges vice-chancellors and deputy vice-chancellors of student affairs to comply with this directive, ensure that there are no restrictions on such programmes. The ministry will monitor universities' compliance.
Yeah, well, this is also fascinating coming from the perspective of the minister himself, because in the past, he has been someone who has been barred, in fact, from participating in such programs in universities, and he does not want students to view colleges and universities as restrictive institutions, because tertiary education, at least at its very, very core, is about that. It's about expressing of these ideas, discussing them, disagreeing them, and then, going away somewhat
informed, hopefully. Yeah, so that's the thing. I do think it's an interesting point of view in that, he was a product of the previous ruling and these restrictions and barriers, and it obviously has shaped a large part of that view. And he's looking to bring down those walls, even symbolically, it would appear, because he has said that in order to create a knowledge-friendly environment, the ministry will also instruct universities not to have barrier gates at their main entrance, which is currently standard practice. I don't know. I think it feels very much like he wants to encourage an open campus policy.
Yeah.
It encourages fluidity, that sort of thing.
Well, absolutely. And I guess, for the large part of how these educational institutions have been built, moving away from the school model, just whether in curriculum or in architecture or design, has been so difficult. But changing the mindset particularly will be the greatest challenge for the education minister, right?
Yeah, I agree with that. I think debates and holding one's own, right? That's been argued and researched for years. Fantastic move. But especially with Malaysian culture, if you think about it, I feel as though we have a tendency to avoid confrontation. We're not a very confrontational culture in that sense. A bit segan. We tend to have that.
And on that segan note, I guess, I think what's going to be interesting is that, the vice chancellors of these public universities will have to start reimagining their role. And I'm sure they have been since May 9th at least, but reimagining the autonomy that each institution has to implement these kind of things. It, of course, at this stage, it very much is about the minister informing the respective, hey, you guys can do this, because previous administrations have almost warranted that kind of communication relationship. I think the relationship between the education minister and the vice chancellors of all of these universities needs to evolve and change in a great way.
Well, it depends very much on whether or not they speak up, and that's not something that you do with this segan culture. But I think it doesn't mean that, we don't want to. I mean, Malaysian keyboard warriors are some of the most outspoken and opinionated communities out there.
Well, and of course, they're loud and opinionated in that way, especially behind the curtain of anonymity.
But that's
right?
The thing, right? Yeah. There's plenty to say, but in the real world, it's kind of quiet on that front. We kind of shy away. So I'm not really looking forward to see that come out, that kind of vitriol that I'm talking about come out in the real world. But, I think society will regulate it.
We're going to cross over to Professor Azmi Sharam, lecturer at the Faculty of Law at University of Malaya. Azmi, thank you very much for joining us on the program. And this is a pretty positive development, I suppose, long-awaited move to come from the Ministry of Education. What's your initial reaction to this?
As a lecturer, I'm very happy that it's happening. But of course, we have to realize that it's a very short-term solution to what has been a very long-term problem. In the medium term, this is not really acceptable, because it's still basically a minister telling universities what to do. Ultimately, universities should have the autonomy to do what they want. It's a good thing because it's freeing up the students, but we should do something much deeper than this.
Right. And speaking of something much deeper than this, so do you see perhaps where we are now as a good starting point to achieve freedom in universities, and suggestions perhaps on where the ministry should go from here?
It is a first step, but Muslih has to move to make it a more permanent solution. I mean, if we are still taking orders from the ministry, what if the Barisan wins the next election, you know, and then they'll be giving nonsense instructions. So what has to happen now really is that there has to be some serious examination of the University Colleges Act that has to be amended so that students are not restricted by it. Also, very importantly, we have to look at all the individual rules in the separate universities to make sure that they don't restrict our students in terms of their freedom of expression, assembly, and association. And then finally, you've got to find a way to appoint vice chancellors who are capable academic administrators and who are not beholden to any political party. So the appointment method of the vice chancellors has to be looked at. And even the current vice chancellors, I mean, they're mostly political appointees anyway, so maybe we have to look at that as well.
Yeah. Azmi, how open has the new administration been thus far in terms of discussing this type of reform?
I think there has been some overtures made by different groups. There is an association of university staff associations called GERAK, G-E-R-A-K, and they have been making overtures to the minister, and I hope the minister speaks to them soon, because they are very much a progressive body, very much concerned about academic freedom, academic autonomy, and I'm sure that they will have many ideas, which I'm quite confident Mazli would be sympathetic to. I mean, there are bodies like the Majlis Professor Negara, which I, in my point of view is a waste of money, and I've heard that it was scrapped. I hope it remains scrapped. But, you know, if he wants to move forward, if he wants to progress, then by all means do so. But you if consult with progressive bodies, you know, at least make sure that you consult them as well as, you know, the old guard, you know, and I hope that's what's going to happen.
Right. Well, I guess in the meantime, how do you think students will respond to this newfound freedom? I mean, does University Malaya have many debaters who are raring to go?
Well, you know, I think debating is really kind of like a nerdy thing, right? You end up being the youth chief of Bersatu if you are a debater, isn't it? I mean, that's kind of like a nerd thing to do. I'm more concerned about the organization of forums and talks and stuff like that and discussions as opposed to smart asses being debaters. So I'm hoping that will happen and, you know, and will happen freely. To what extent it will happen, how many of these things are going to be organized, well, I doubt there's going to be a huge spike because at the end of the day, students are just more concerned about their DOTAs and their handphones and whatnot, you know. But it will at least free up those who are interested to do more things.
And I guess while universities are free to organize debates, should the subject matter be kept in check, whether to, I guess, eliminate extremist-type dialogues or to filter the kind of gatherings that promote bigotry, for example?
I think the only limitation to any speech is incitement, either for violence or hatred. As long as it's not inciting anything, then I think it should be all right.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, all sorts of conversations are great. Universities should be safe spaces for, you know, self-expression. Mm. I think hipsters should not be the only expression that's acceptable. Well, what can universities do to encourage students to take this on so that we can, I guess, develop a culture of discourse and non-nerdy debate?
I mean, okay, if I was the vice chancellor, what I'd do is I'd gather all the student leaders, all the various, because you have organizations, you have student organizations, mostly formal, some informal. I would have an open invitation for all of them and explain to them, look, well, you know, we are free from the shackles of the previous government. And now if you guys want to organize talks, etc., all you have to do really is to just make sure that you book the correct hall. That would be my approach. But then I'm not vice chancellor and never will be, right? So I don't know what the universities are going to do. God knows, because they're so used to bureaucracy, they're so used to being in control. I'm quite certain they'll still be eager to have some sort of authority over the students.
Well, let's hope that ceases to be the case. Azmi, thank you very much for joining us on the program. That was Professor Azmi Sharam from the Faculty of Law at UM with his take on, I guess, university students being able to hold events as they choose.
Yeah, so I'm going to say cautiously optimistic is what that sounded like, because the reality of the situation, and he's absolutely right about that, right? It's systemic. It's the way you've been for such a long time, and just you know, just turning things around isn't exactly that easy.
Yeah, it is a culture that you're sort of trying to change. Bureaucracy in itself, in terms of all of the processes involved, it takes a huge, I guess, particular initiative from the respective leaders in these universities to say, well, this is potentially a change in from the direction that we've gone towards in the past.
Yeah, well, this is a top-down direction, so it's also something that they're used to.
That's right. Well, we've got some music right now by John Fred.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.